A word made from a shudder, nobody's favourite. Yet it's the bottom line, repeated again and again, of any writer's life, the one thing that can't be edited out. Harper Lee warned that writers need a thick hide, but even elephants and rhinos feel pain. No matter how hard-boiled you think you are, that brief email or fat envelope in the post can always induce new and exquisite agony. Disappointment, brooding in periods of raw self-doubt brought on by "we are sorry, but..." are all givens in even the most successful writer's experience. One important fact every aspiring writer needs to know is that rejections come thick and fast as Red River sludge compared to those rare, glittering acceptances in the gold miner's sieve. Kim Lau, writing online for the Literary Hub, suggests you aim for 100 rejections in a year, since expecting a no takes some of the sting out of trying, and a yes now and then obviously feels wonderful. I belong to a Facebook group of 176 poets who call themselves the Deadline Poets Society after the old film. The brainchild of Deborah Almer in 2015, it offers everyone who signs up the chance to share information on submission call-outs, but most importantly, it also provides a safe and supportive space in which to record your latest acceptances or rejections. The commitment is to submit something, somewhere, by the first Sunday of every month, and to share doing so. Whatever the outcome, there's a sense of camaraderie when someone posts a result. The group's tone is hearteningly encouraging, and with every brief message of, "heard just now I didn't make the shortlist," or "got the standard, thanks but no thanks today," a fast-growing list of replies appear containing sympathy or suggestions for trying elsewhere, and everybody is welcome to join this group. Similarly, when someone splashes joyful emojis and repeats, "Wow, I did it," people respond with genuine pleasure and congratulation. Of course, at home, alone, in private, some of us may feel unable to reply so generously, but there's always the option of just clicking on like. As a whole, though, I think the Deadliner's abiding tone of mutual support, "we're all in this crazy thing together," helps take the awful sting out of being rejected. Of course, it's still horrible, even if you were a pangolin or an alligator, but by being as open about moments of failure as about those of success, some of the stigma is taken from rejection, some of that toxic shame which can lead to not feeling good enough, and even ultimately to giving up. I think it's lonely enough being a writer without having to bear rejections alone. The Deadliners provide a communal nudge to send work out regularly, then to resend it elsewhere if it returns. And while rejection is tough, it's not without its saving graces. You always learn something if you look beyond the immediate disappointment and make the most of learning how to fail again, fail better, as Samuel Beckett put it.